There was wet ink on that too.
"My pen!" he cried,
and took out his pen from his jacket. There was ink everywhere. What could he do? He thought for a minute, then took the painting off the wall. But it was very heavy and fell onto the floor. Then, by mistake, Mr. Bean stood on it.
"Help!" he thought. "This is getting worse and worse."
He opened the door and looked out of the room. There was nobody there. With great difficulty, he carried the painting out of the room.
"The toilet," he thought. "Water!"
He got the painting into the men's room and started to wash it. There was no blue ink now, but where was Mrs. Whistler's face? Mr. Bean went hot and cold. Then he had an idea. The meeting finished and David left the room. "Right," he thought. "Now I'll get Dr. Bean and have another look at our beautiful painting." But when he arrived at the room, he couldn't open the door. "Dr. Bean," he shouted, "there's a problem with the door. Can you open it, please?" After a long time, Mr. Bean opened the door. David looked at him. Mr. Bean's face was grey. "What's wrong?" he asked.
I'm...
answered Mr. Bean. "What? What?" cried David. Mr. Bean looked very afraid.
It's the painting," he said quietly.
"Where is it?" shouted David.
Here,"
said Mr. Bean. He showed David the painting.
"I had a little accident, but I think it's okay now. I painted a face on her. Do you like it?"
David looked at the painting with wide eyes. He felt sick. "Oh, no," he cried. "No, no, no. What are we going to do now?"